You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 483. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Yesterday, I spent the day with the most amazing humans up in Noosa. Three women who, in my opinion, are some of the smartest business owners I know. Women I'm not only calling peers, but I get to call friends. No, we weren't at a fancy conference. There was no keynote. There wasn't a workshop. We didn't have a facilitator. We were just all equals coming into that same room. Four business owners sitting around with snacks, sunshine, and some really honest conversations. There was also laughter, there was tears, there was uncomfortable questions, but there was one thing we all had in common, a shared desire to become better. When I drove home, I had my notes from the day, but the interesting thing though, is I didn't come away with a new strategy and I didn't discover some revolutionary marketing funnel. And in fact, I don't even think any of us talked really about AI, and there was no fucking magic formula. But what I did come home with was something far more valuable, a different way of thinking. And it reminded me of something I've believed for a long time and that I often share with my clients, and that is your environment determines the quality of your thinking, and your thinking determines the quality of your decisions, and the rooms that you choose determine the businesses that you are going to build. Keep that in mind. Your environment determines the quality of your thinking determines the quality of your decisions, and the rooms you choose to determine to get into will either build your business or keep it stuck. How fucking powerful is that? And when I think back over the last however long I've been in business, almost 20 years, every major shift that I've had or breakthrough or significant leap when it came to scaling hasn't happened again because I've worked harder. It's happened because I typically end up changing in the room, and that changes everything. As you know, I work from home, and honestly, I fucking love it. I love waking up and rolling into my activewear, walking into my office with my beautiful window that overlooks the pool, my plant that just looks at me and smiles, right? I don't have to sit in traffic. And I just love the flexibility that comes with running my own business. But there is a but. As much as I love it, yesterday reminded me that there's a danger in becoming too comfortable in that same environment. Because when you spend day after day sitting in that same environment, looking at the same four walls, talking to the same people, and in my existence, I would be speaking to Grateful or to my partner, Grant, and I start solving the same problems, guess what? My thinking slowly becomes way too familiar. And that isn't because I've stopped growing. It's not because I've become lazy, but because my brain starts to love the same patterns. What? Our brains love safety. Our brains love certainty. Our brains love efficiency, right? And without even realizing it, you start solving today's problems with yesterday's thinking. And that's exactly where so many business owners get stuck. Yes, sometimes you might need a new strategy, but more often than not, you need a new environment. And this is what I say often to my clients when they're starting to feel stuck or revenue has stayed stagnant, or they're just finding it hard to get motivated. I'm like, shift your energy, shift your environment. Go to a cafe, go to a co-working, book yourself into a hotel, or look for the right mastermind. Sometimes the fastest way to solve a problem isn't to sit at your desk for another 6 hours trying to figure it out. Sometimes it's going for a walk in the sunshine, driving somewhere different, putting your laptop away. And again, yesterday reminded me of stepping out of the activewear, putting on some makeup, driving up to Noosa, and shifting my energy. And on my way home yesterday, I kept replaying the conversations we had. None of us had all the answers. But what happened was, is we all had different questions that we were bringing to each other. And I actually think that is one of the greatest gifts of being in rooms with other business owners. Quick pause from today's episode. If you are serious about scaling your business, increasing your impact, and surrounding yourself with the right people, then I'd love to personally invite you to my annual 3-day Women in Business Conference at the Gold Coast. For 3 powerful days, you will learn from incredible speakers, connect with ambitious women from around Australia, and walk away with practical strategies, meaningful relationships, and opportunities that could change the trajectory of your business. Because sometimes your next breakthrough isn't another podcast episode or online course, but it's about getting yourself into the right room. And if you've been thinking about joining us, now is the time. Why? Because we only have 50 tickets remaining for this 3-day annual Women in Business Conference. And once they're gone, they're gone. To grab one of these last remaining 50 tickets, head to angelahenderson.com.au and grab yours today. Now let's get back to the episode. You don't just learn, but you borrow other people's thinking. One of the amazing humans shared something she recently implemented in her business. And immediately I started thinking, how could I adapt that for my mastermind? Another one of the epic humans shared something completely different. And I was like, that could work really well for the Healing Center of Australia. Someone else spoke about a challenge that they were navigating and straight away went to one of my one-on-one clients. And another situation led me to be thinking about my conference and my team, but also my customer service. None of those ideas would have happened if I stayed in my office. Maybe they would have come to me eventually, but then I've wasted time and opportunities by staying in the same stagnant room. And so again, we need to be thinking about, where are we interrupting our thinking? Where are the great rooms that we can get into? Another thing from yesterday, it made me realize that success leaves clues, but so do our standards. Every single room that you put yourself in has a standard. Some rooms, they will celebrate excuses. Some rooms are going to celebrate busyness. Other rooms are going to celebrate complaining. Other rooms are going to just stay comfortable. Then there are rooms where people challenge each other, when people are asking better questions, where people don't let you settle and they mirror back to you exactly what you need. Yesterday was one of those rooms. We weren't there trying to impress anyone or pretending that everything was perfect. No one was there competing with each other. We were simply helping each other to think bigger, play bigger, and think differently. Sometimes it's hard for me to talk about these conversations because when you're in those rooms, it's sometimes the words that I'm trying to explain to you, there's the feeling that you don't get to see. And that feeling is just such a genuine feeling of just peace and gratitude and happiness. And it's like your full body gets the benefits from it. One thing I know for sure, though, is isolation is expensive financially, emotionally, mentally, strategically. And as business owners, it's really easy to think we need to figure everything out ourselves. We'll just listen to another podcast, buy another course, watch another YouTube video, go down the Google and ChatGPT rabbit hole. And as I always say, don't get me wrong, all of those things that I've just mentioned absolutely have a place and a time when we might need that. But there is something incredibly powerful about sitting across the table from someone who understands the journey you're on, someone who is solving different problems, challenging you to think differently, and isn't emotionally attached to your business the way we are. Because when emotions are high, reason is low. So when you bring in other people to look, they don't have that same emotional connection like we do. Because what happens when you're inside your own head for too long is problems start to feel bigger than what they are, decisions start to feel heavier, and obstacles start to feel unique. But again, the reminders from yesterday were that ultimately we're all navigating challenges, each and every one of us. Our challenges, of course, are different, but challenges nonetheless. And sometimes hearing someone else's experience reminds you that we're actually not that far behind. We are just simply growing at a pace that is good for us, our heart, our energy, our family, our finances, etc. And another thing hit me when I was driving home. I wonder how many business owners are trying to scale their businesses without ever changing the room they're in. Think about that. You've read another book, listened to another podcast, taken that course I talked about, watched another webinar. But when was the last time you intentionally sat in a room with people who stretched your thinking? Not inspired you, stretched you. There's a big difference because inspiration will fade. New thinking changes businesses. So if you're feeling stuck right now, if you've been trying to solve the same problem over and over again, can I encourage you to stop asking what strategy do I need? But instead, I want you to start thinking about, what room do I need to be in? Who do I need to have coffee with? Who have you been meaning to reconnect with? What mastermind have you been putting off joining? What conference have you talked yourself out of attending? These are all different rooms to get into, because I honestly believe your next breakthrough probably isn't sitting on your to-do list. It isn't another AI tool, marketing tactic, Facebook ad. It's probably simply one conversation away from that one human being who will mirror back to you, hold space for you, allow you to feel safe, and challenge your thinking. It's one room away, one different perspective. So yes, yesterday wasn't just another day in Noosa, but it was a gentle reminder to me, a reminder that businesses don't always grow because we work harder. Sometimes they grow because we think differently. And we think differently when we intentionally place ourselves in environments that challenge us. So this week, I want to leave you with one question. Are the rooms you're choosing helping you become the business owner you're trying to become, or hindering you? Because your environment determines the quality of your thinking. Your thinking determines the quality of your decisions. And ultimately, the rooms you choose determine the business you are likely going to build and scale. Thanks again so much for being here for another amazing podcast episode at the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. And I want to remind you, don't just invest in your business, invest in the rooms that shape the person that you are building and the business that you are building. And if you're wanting to get into the right rooms, this is where I'm at. I've got an amazing mastermind with epic humans from around the world in it. I run Australia's leading 3-day women in business conference. I hold space in a room in Bali for 3 days where we just absolutely go deeper into our strategy and our inner work and just full transformation. So if you're wanting a room that is going to help you think better, grow better, and be better, make sure to head to angelahenderson.com.au or reach out to me at info@angelahenderson.com.au. And let's explore how I can get you thinking differently and putting you in the right rooms to grow and scale your business. Have an amazing day. Bye for now.